Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
Elizabeth, just coming back to IBS, because looking at sourdough, and I don't know in the participants here if anyone does have IBS or knows anyone who suffers with IBS, but IBS is quite debilitating, and it can, I mean, I know I have suffered with it in the past, and I've woken up or gone through the day and suddenly I can't do my trousers up, you know, my button won't do up, I've got wind, I feel tired, I'm bloated, it's horrible. And actually, what's kind of weird, I was, a long time ago, I was speaking with Jill Justice over at DEFRA about sourdough and the reduction of FODMAPs within sourdough. And George Eustace wasn't that interested until I suddenly told him the economic impact of the number of days off that people have with IBS. And suddenly he sat upright and he was like, now I'm listening. Because 20% of the population, I think, suffer at some point with IBS. If you are eating sourdough, it's one way of combating that. But what you're discussing here is actually something that you can do to help digest your sourdough, actually taking a supplement. So can you tell me a little bit more about how that might work, and when you would take the supplement, and how often do you need to take it forever? What's the kind of thing with helping IBS with a probiotic and helping yourself digest bread with a supplement?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of IBS, as you say, it's an umbrella term, isn't it? It kind of encompasses so many different aspects of disordered digestion, really. So if probiotics and fermented foods are appropriate at the beginning of looking at IBS, so, you know, I've seen this on a clinical, you know, sort of within my clinic, you know, sometimes people can go straight into fermented foods and probiotics, and that would be, you know, sort of building up, so starting with a little bit, you know, and the probiotic you'd be taking probably once a day. I mean, again, it all depends on brands. I mean, I like to do a once a day, because that sort of, you know, is easier to remember then. And, you know, you'd then be just sort of adjusting and looking at the changes, you know, as the weeks go, and as to whether, you know, you still need to be on the probiotics, and then you could build up the fermented food and the lifestyle side. I would just say, you know, for some with IBS, it's kind of, you need to get almost like the disordered digestion. So the stomach acid levels, the digestive enzyme levels kind of in check first, and then start building up the gut bacteria, the probiotic levels. Because just for some people, going straight in with probiotics and fermented foods can just, you know, sort of create a bit of shock in the system.
That quite upset me the first time around when I really first started.
Exactly. So it's just starting, you know, really start low, go slow.
I had to break them up and take a little bit at a time.
Yes,
exactly. It was one that had clinical evidence being absolutely superb, and I took two and I nearly blew myself out of the car on the way back from Manchester. And I had to start, and then I had to go back, and they went, no, it's really good for you. And I actually had to cut these, there were pastilles with the galacto-oligosaccharides in, and I had to cut them into quarters and take a quarter and build myself up.
Exactly.
It's quite important to build yourself up slowly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you just think of, you know, everything that might be going on in your gut and all these different bacterial jostling for space and possibly in the wrong place, as in small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or SIBO, as we call it. So, yeah, start low, go slow, and then you sort of, yeah, build up.
Or you may actually blow a hole in your seat. Moving on from talking about this. Christmas, Elizabeth. If we wanted to use kind of probiotics with our Christmas festivities and actually nourish ourselves, could we use these in, say, for example, I'm going Christmas festive now. So for example, if I wanted to make one of the cultured butters, could I put the probiotic in with some nutmeg into the butter and some grated orange or maybe some cinnamon and grated orange into whipped butter and then use that on my sourdough, which would then layer in the bread and the probiotic. Would this work?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I quite often, you know, sort of mix and match the probiotics I use when I do cooking and I devise recipes. You know, a lot of probiotic, if you're using a supplement, are in capsules, and certainly the one that I've designed, so you can pull the capsule pieces apart and just simply sprinkle the powder. And I've used that for fermented cashew nut butters and cashew nuts cheeses before as well, if I'm doing for vegan friends. So yeah, absolutely. You can, as I say, mix and match your probiotics. I like that though, as you written about the layering of them, because that's how it is really. You know, we're not just concentrating on one or two. We're really building up the whole city.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's about, it's quite interesting because I was watching my geese earlier. I've got two, I mean, you know geese. And I watched them and they were dibbling around and drinking the water, and I've put some herbs in with the water to keep them healthy. And then they were, and I looked at them, I thought, my God, they must have the most bionic immune system on the planet. I mean, they're drinking water that they've been, the chickens have been in a nibble dibbling. And when I put the water out this morning, it was lovely and gorgeous. And I threw a bit of rosemary in there. It was warm because they like to get in it. I know it sounds stupid. I give my geese a warm rosemary bath in the morning, but you know. And by the time, now it's filthy. It looks disgusting. And then I sat there and I thought, you know what? I'm reckoning 200 or 300 years ago, we probably had the same robust immune systems. We probably were eating and drinking stuff with, there were no fridges, no sanitation, no hand sanitizers. We developed with all this bacteria around us. And nowadays, in modern living, we don't. So I think this is part of the issue in and around gut health, is that we don't actually have any help. So these are almost kind of like clean, easy ways of us actually rolling around in the mud outside drinking muddy water. It's just kind of the more modern version of it. Yes. Which, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the more we can do to support our immune system naturally, the better. But actually, modern day living for so many as well, you know, is just coming at all angles, you know, from the sort of the stress side, from, you know, the city living, urban living, lack of contact with, you know, sort of nature, mud, you know, even right back to how we were born as well, and the medical interventions we had. You know, I mean, many women are just given antibiotics, you know, sort of during labor, just because you are now, that's just standard. And so, you know, there's so many factors that have now impacted us that, you know, actually, as I say, the more that we can do, and you know, I would always advocate the lifestyle and the dietary part and going down that route, but just, you know, the food supplements can come in and just provide that sort of balance and that foundational stabilization, really, to then allow you to go on and to, well, heal further, really, isn't it? And
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.